Every year Australians vote on their favourite birds, but what about the trees that they actually live in? They provide homes, shelter and shade, not to mention beauty. But do we really appreciate trees enough? How many trees can you easily recognise by sight and name? Well, your knowledge is going to be put to the test because today the ABC is launching a poll to find Australia's favourite tree. Tim Ernst Whistle is the chief executive of the Royal Botanic Gardens in Victoria, and Dr. Anne Jones is the presenter of RN's What the Duck. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, PK.
Thanks for having us.
And what was the inspiration for the tree poll?
You go, Tim.
This is because Anne's the birdo and I'm the trio. But look, we really wanted to give some attention to trees. As you say, birds get all that sort of love and affection. And there's a lot of trees in Australia, maybe sort of over 3,000 different kinds. But a lot of people just see a sort of a gum tree or a wattle tree. So we thought, let's pick out 33 of the best, get people to vote, narrow it down to 10, and then see if we can come up with the favourite tree of Australians.
Okay, and Tim, you were approached by the ABC to come up with a tremendous list. Boom, boom. How did you go about that?
Oh, look, we sat there. It was actually quite complicated because we were looking at beauty. We were looking at sort of utility and, you know, are they good for the environment? And also those unusual ones, trying to get ones that cross the country. So we wanted some in the north, some in the south. There's very few that go right across. Things like the River Red Gum maybe are all over Australia. But we wanted a few little special ones. Things like the Wellamite Pine that's really, really restricted to near Sydney. And so we came up with this list, a little bit subjective, esoteric perhaps, and we'd love, you know, I'd actually love people to complain about our list as well perhaps and say why we didn't put a tree on it. That'd be great too.
Yeah, a bit of outrage. So, and the trees that made it on the list, did your favourite tree make the cut, Anne?
No, but
so you're going to be the main complaint. Trees.
I will be, but you know, like the ABC needs any more complaints. But it's a magnificent list, and I have visited only some of the trees on the list. And that's the thing, right? Is I spend a lot of time out there walking around, making stories about nature, and being involved in this project made me really realize how little I actually know about this sort of key part of our environment, one that we both love and also have lots of really mixed feelings about. Because I know that there'll be people living in towns and cities who think that trees are sort of like risk factors to be managed and things like that. And so this project, what we're aiming to do is to really do some good PR for trees.
PR for tree time. Tim, do you have a favourite tree? Is the head of the Botanic Gardens allowed to pick favourites?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I have some favourites that don't grow in Australia, but if I narrow it down to the ones in Australia, they're definitely on this list, and I'm gonna go for it. Look, the Bunya Pine is just one of those very special trees that is not only wonderful in nature and has some lovely stories with the seeds being used by First Nations people, but it's a beautiful tree in the garden I look after here, Royal Botanic Gardens Victoria, where we have them just peeking. I can see one from my window right now, actually, just peeking up in the distance. So that's in my top three. You have to pick three. That's one of them.
Okay, that's one of them. And voting opens today. Where can people find the poll and take us through how the ballot will be conducted? I mean, is the Australian Electoral Commission involved?
No, but we've taken cues from them, of course. No, we've got two rounds of voting. Go to abc.net.au/trees. That's where all of your favourite tree content will be. And the poll has actually opened at 8 o'clock. And my understanding is so far we've already had 8,000 votes in the first hour and a half. Every single tree on the list has already received votes, so you need to get involved. The only way that your tree will win is by putting your votes down on the ballot, abc.net.au/trees.
Wonderful. All right, I'll be voting. I'm not going to reveal my favourite because I don't want to make myself unpopular with people who don't agree with me. I'm going to stay on the fence publicly on this one. Thank you to both of you. An absolute delightful conversation. Thanks.
Thanks. Go Bunya.
That was dodgy, man. That's a favouritism like no other. Tim Enstwyle is the chief executive of the Royal Botanic Gardens in Victoria. Dr. Anne Jones, the presenter of ABCRN's What the Duck.
Find more great ABCRN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.